662, Mark E. Hellner seeks variances from the front yard setback, rear yard setback, and corner front yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115, 25, 115, 182, and 115, 183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Mulberry Knoll Road at the intersection of Mulberry Knoll Road and West Mint Place within the Mulberry Knoll subdivision. The 911 address is 20640 Mulberry Knoll Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 72. They're seeking a 2.2-foot and a 2.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling, a 19.9-foot and 19.2-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard for an existing shed, and an 8.8-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard for a proposed garage. We have seven letters of support, zero opposition, and three mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I used to be here a lot, and in fact, I haven't been here very often or recently because I'm not certain. I've had a hearing with the board as it's now comprised. So this is Mr. Hellner, and he is here, as Ms. Norwood pointed out, for three different variances. Starting off the uniqueness factor, his home, he and his late wife bought it 12 years ago. And when they bought it, they had a survey done, and of course the house hasn't changed any since he bought it, and it had bump outs on the front. I think there's some little question as to whether those bump outs require a variance, only because they do not go to the ground level. But because we're here for other variances, that is being sought. And I could be wrong, it may be required anyway, but you can see from the pictures that they are bump outs for closets, and they don't actually touch the ground. They're not on their own foundation. That's on the front of the house. So that's been there for as long as the house has been there. What is unique about the house is that this house was built without a garage, but absolutely in the middle of the lot. So once that house was placed, it could never have a garage. Under present zoning, there was never a place on the property for a garage. Almost every other house in the neighborhood, and maybe everyone does have a garage, this one never did and couldn't without having a variance granted. So the second variance is so that Mr. Hellner can put a garage on the side of his house, and the application explains how far it would be. It's a 15-foot setback, and again, what's unique about this property, in addition, it is a corner lot, so he has a larger side yard setback than he would have if it was not there. There is no room on the other side of his property for a garage, so he couldn't put it there. This is the only place it could go. Because of the corner lot, he has a greater setback, so he needs a variance to put it there. The shed is unique in that when Mr. and Mrs. Hellner looked at this property, it had a shed. It was in the back right corner of the lot, and what he learned as they were negotiating the purchase is the house was being foreclosed on, and apparently, while the negotiations are going under the contract, the record owners who were basically being evicted from their house because of foreclosure, apparently, or they or someone drove a very large vehicle across their backyard, crushing the existing septic system and removing the shed that was there when the Hellners signed the contract. So when they showed up for their walkthrough, there was no shed. There was a crushed septic system in their backyard. They went through with it. They had to replace their septic system, but by replacing their septic system, it eliminated putting a shed back where it was. Now, although given the setback, I suspect that shed was in violation because of 15 feet, there's no room 15 feet from the back property line. You get almost to the back of the house. So they then hired a shed dealer to put a shed. They put a shed where it is, which is basically almost right on the property line, which is, it's supposed to be much, much further in, but if it were further in, it would be right up against the house. But the Hellners didn't know that. They didn't know to get a variance. They hired a shed dealer and they put a shed back roughly in the location, distance-wise, from the rear property line as the former shed was. The, as you can tell, we, Mr. Hellner has received letters from almost all of his neighbors, and he'll explain. The only ones he couldn't get letters from are, there were some renters in there, in the neighborhood. Particularly the neighbor in the back, who's probably most affected by this because the shed, it's a large, pretty large shed, and it's almost right on the property line. Those people, in fact, have written a letter to the, which the board has, which says they want it to be there very much because it forms kind of a barrier between their yards. And Mr. Hellner will explain more about that. The so I think there are many unique factors of the property. The front and rear variances are needed to correct existing problems. Obviously, the front of the house was not created by the Hellners. It was built that way. The shed was created by them in that they owned the property when the shed was placed, but they were unaware of what the setback was. They hired someone that they thought did know what the setbacks were. And the garage, obviously, they cannot have a garage without a variance. So the property cannot be developed without a variance in that respect. And a garage, I think we would all probably agree, on a, you know, a smaller one-story home, a garage is a pretty handy thing. And as Mr. Hellner will explain, he's probably the only one in the neighborhood without a garage, or one of the few. As I mentioned, not created by the applicant. Obviously, the part not created was where the house is situated on the lot. That determines the need for a variance to have a garage. The front bump out was not created by them. As I said, the shed was placed while they owned it. I mean, totally acknowledge that. Replacing a shed that obviously was violating setbacks as well. But not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as people in the letters have explained. They think it will make the house more in compliance with the character of the neighborhood rather than less so. Most houses have a garage. This will have a garage. The shed, again, who could really only adversely affect one person possibly, is the back neighbor. They say they're all for it. And the front obviously doesn't bother anybody. It's been there as long as the house has been there. Another thing, too, that I know is of a note in these hearings is you can tell that there's no sidewalk. And Mulberry knows an older community, and so there's, you have the pavement, you have the right-of-way, then you have the property lines, and there's about 15 feet between the pavement, close to 15 feet between the pavement and the property line. So that's also a unique factor, but also another factor that I think helps. It makes variances, I think, less noticeable. I think that's the real rule. And these are the minimum variances. I think these are minimum variances that Mr. Hellner can get to use the house the way he needs. Now, obviously, for the front, if the variance isn't granted, the board, I guess, would say that's taking, have to take off the front of the house, which I do not think would be the case. But in the rear, the shed, if the variance isn't granted, the shed can't be moved. It would have to be removed because there just is, because there's a 15-foot for that neighborhood, 15-foot, and Ms. Norwood can correct me if I'm wrong, or was it 20 feet in the rear?
You have a 20-foot rear, but that size shed I was just noting can actually be 5 feet from the rear property line. So you could amend where you're asking for a 4.9-foot and a 4.2-foot variance versus the one.
Ah, there is a Santa Claus. So therefore, as far as the shed, it's even less of an issue. It'd be a 4'9". Now, again, could it be moved? Yes. It could be. If it's 4'9", it could be moved. But Mr. Hellner would ask that because it's been there almost 12 years. The neighbors who back up to it are saying they like it that way. In fact, they like it in its very spot. So he would just ask that the board find that it would be an undue hardship for him to have to move it. And the garage, again, most of the variances on the garage are because it's a corner lot. And I think in today's world, one could say it's an undue hardship not to have a garage. And that's what Mr. Hellner believes. You'll notice on the survey, there shows other additions to be added, but they do not require variances. He intends to build out the back, so the surveyor showed that on the back, but that does not require any variance. So those are the three variances that we are seeking tonight, and we believe he meets the criteria for it, but I would like to have him testify. I just realized I forgot to have him sworn in. So, if we could swear Mr. Helner in.
Yep. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Helner, 20640 Mulberry Knoll, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Helner, you have heard what I've said to the board about your case?
Yes.
For the most part, is it accurate?
It's completely accurate.
Could you give the board a little explanation of buying the house, what all happened that when you signed up to contracted to buy it, what happened?
Well, when we bought this house, it was under foreclosure, as Bill said. And like Bill said, I don't know exactly who took out the shed that was there, but it was removed. And in that process, they damaged the septic system. As a result, I needed to install a different septic system in the house, which is now in that corner where the shed used to be, right about on that picture where the tent is. There's three peat boxes in there, plus the pump systems and whatnot. So it can't go, nothing can go there right now. My intention is, the reason I would like the garage is because my intention is to retire this year or next. And I'd like to move down here full time, and I want to have a garage on the house so that I can put my cars in there, and my boat, and my other materials.
And you have spoken with many of your neighbors about this?
Yeah, all the neighbors immediately. The neighbor to the, I can't see what number that is, to the top left there, that's a rented house. The one across the street is a rented house. And 140 in that block is also a rented house, but all the neighbors, 145 across the street on West Mint, behind them, catty corner to them, and down the street, all wrote letters for me. Arthur Sutton, who's kind of catty corner across the street there, was going to write a letter, but he, 55, he was going to write a letter, but he ended up, unfortunately, in the hospital, so he was not able to write a letter.
And then, as the pictures show, and as obviously the aerial view shows, and as our application shows, you have a shed that is pretty close to the property line, is that correct?
It's inches off the property line, yes.
And what's...
The neighbors actually, the women that live in the house behind me actually want to paint a mural on the back of the shed. They asked me this summer if they could paint a mural on it, and I said, yeah, sure, go ahead. I'm fine with it. So.
Anything else you'd like to add to the board about our applicant?
No, I think that pretty much summarizes everything and what my hopes are.
Questions from the board?
Mr. Helner, when did you discover you needed a variance? Was it applying for a building permit, or how did you discover that?
I found out I needed a variance because a neighbor was doing some work on their house, and when I investigated what they were doing and understood what they were doing and the variances they required for their change, I realized that I needed to get a variance for the garage. I did not realize I needed a variance for the shed or the bump outs, but the garage definitely drove me into knowing that I needed a variance.
On the survey where it shows a proposed Four Seasons room and screen porch, are those built yet, or are those still going to be built?
That has not been built yet. Currently, that's a deck.
Okay.
So I'm just basically going to replace the deck with a Four Seasons.
The garage, I think it's 24 feet by 28 feet 4 inches. Does that sound right? The
sounds
proposed
about
garage?
Right. 24 feet, but yes.
It seems a little bit larger than is an average size garage. How did you come to that size?
Well, there's some trees on the property. I don't know if you can see it in that picture, but there's some trees on the property on the right-hand side that I'd like to maintain. That bush right there, right on that yellow line. My wife, my deceased wife, loved that tree, and she wouldn't let me go any farther than that. So this dimension basically came from the front of the house out to the driveway and to that tree.
Okay. The shed, you said it's movable, and you'd only need to move it 4.9 feet to get it in compliance. This question's for either of you. Does this really meet the criteria if you could move it and get in compliance? Either one of you can answer. I don't care.
Well, the fact is, if I have to move that shed 4.9 feet to the towards the house, can't remember the distance, but it would be pretty close to the back of the deck. I don't even think I could open the doors, to be honest.
So the doors for your shed open towards the house?
Yes, sir.
Is it? Do you have a ramp to get your okay, there's no ramp involved. But you would be running into an existing deck. Is that what you're saying, that the deck is already there?
Yeah, it would be very, very close to the existing deck.
Okay, and the deck is the same distance as the proposed screen porch?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Whenever I see a shed next to a property line like that, I always have to wonder about maintaining it and whether you have to go on your neighbor's property. Have you had any conversations with your neighbor about that?
We've painted it. They go on they have trees that are along that, behind that shed, next to the shed. They come onto my property and cut the bushes and things like that. That's never been.
So it's not an issue. Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's their shed, yeah, right
that's
there.
That's probably too close to that out.
Gentlemen, are you, I'm looking at your survey. Are you sure that your shed is completely on your property?
Yes.
Also on the survey, the distance from the property line to the road's edge on Mint Place, according to the survey, is approximately 15.8 from the property line to the road's edge.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you have another 6.2 feet coming in from that for the proposed corner of your garage.
Yes, sir.
Did you consider a smaller garage?
I'm trying to maximize, since this is going to be my primary house, I'm trying to maximize the space I can get. I'm just being honest.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
To come off of Dr. Carson's question, one of the standards is that it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can make do with less, even if you still needed a variance, you should be doing that. So when you say you're trying to maximize the space, is there a reason why this is the minimum to afford relief and you can't do with less?
Well,
particularly as to the garage and to the shed.
I'm sorry,
both of those.
Well, the shed is existing. The shed is existing, so unless I take down part of it, that's the size it is. As far as the garage, I mean, I have cars, I have a boat, I have some jet skis, and I have some woodworking equipment that I'm moving down from my other house, some lathes and things that I want to move down here, and I want to set that all up in this garage so that I can do what I do, and with woodworking and everything else. I can't. Have I laid out every single piece in this garage? No, but I would really like to be able to get a garage of this size.
Are there any restrictive covenants for your community or HOA approval that's needed?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Is this going to have? Do you believe this will have any? Speaking as to the garage and I guess the bump outs, do you think there'll be any effect on visibility at Mulberry Knoll Road or West Mint Place?
Visibility.
Have any issues with visibility for it?
For whom? For people driving or for me? No. It'll be back far enough to the front of the house so they can still see the corner. I don't believe so.
I see. I'm looking on the. If we're looking at. I can't see the arrow. I guess the north side of the house, I see in that corner, I see the septic field, and then I see three S's, which it looks, it says sewer manhole. Is that right? Is that related to the septic system?
That's the septic system, yes, sir.
Okay, so that side, that area there is kind of useless as far as being able to put a shed or something along those lines,
yeah,
over there?
That's the septic tank, the pumps and the filters that go over to the peat boxes.
And is this a side entrance garage? Is it coming in from Westman's Place, Westman Place, or from Mulberry Knoll Road?
I was going to come in off of the current driveway. So.
And where is that? Okay, off of?
Yeah, so the back of the garage doors would be to the driveway side, to the existing driveway.
I gotcha. I see stone driveway there. Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hellner, I do have a couple more questions. The existing home that's there, is there a basement for that home?
No.
Is there storage in the attic for that home?
Yes, some.
Some limited storage?
You could almost stand up, but not quite. Yeah.
Okay, so that's very limited. And do you know what the square footage of your existing home is?
Not off the top of my head, sir.
Maybe 180. I don't know. I'm kind of guessing, just looking at 50 by 30-ish. So it's a pretty small house is the point. Okay, I just want to get an idea how much storage you already have. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions?
Could I just point out two things, please? With the shed, if you look at the pictures, and Mr. Hellner can confirm, you will see that the neighbor's shed is almost right up against their shed. So the people who would be most affected by the location of the shed have a shed that has to be very close to having the same issue with distance from the rear property line, as I'm sure, as a board, you hear this a lot about sheds, I know that. And secondly, I just want to point out, as I sort of mentioned at the beginning, the variance on the garage is needed mainly because it's a corner lot. If it were not a corner lot, would need it because of the setback. And with his driveway as far away from the corner as can be, all the way in the back, to the extent it's an issue of the location of the driveway and the intersections as far back on the lot as it can be. So I think as Mr. Hellner says, and of course it's all you know, you could always change the size and shape of anything that you want to build. And I guess at some point you decide this is what I would really like to have, and one could always argue you should have had less. But to make it meet the criteria, it would be a small garage buy for what Mr. Hellner needs. So we're asking for all these reasons that the application be granted.
I have a question. How do you currently maintain the rear of your shed? Do you step on the other person's property to maintain your shed, to power wash it, to weed whack around it?
Yes, given where it is, I would have to walk in there.
Is that the same way they take care of their shed? They would have to step on your property to do that?
Yes, sir. But I, quite frankly, the grass behind their shed, I cut, and I take care of it for them.
The biggest concern I have is that what happens if that property is sold, meaning your rear neighbors, that you have neighbors who might not agree to that. That's a concern I have. So, are there any further questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. All right, we have one caller. Caller, please state your name and you have the floor.
So, since I'm on the floor, I'm an employee with Sussex County, and I'm calling you this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12662 for Mr. Hellner for the requested variances for the garage and for the shed, a 3-foot variance instead of the requested variance, so that they'll have room to maintain that shed. The property has unique physical conditions because due to the fact that it's on a corner lot with an unusually small buildable area. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity of Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
And before we get into that, Mr. Werfel, you said the garage and the shed. What about the dwelling?
Oh, I'm sorry. And also for the dwelling.
Thank you.
The requested for the dwelling.
And just make sure I had it right. You said a 3-foot variance for the shed, so it would have to come off of the real property line by about 1.9 feet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
I'm going to vote nay for the reasons I feel like the corner lot setback is there for a reason, and I think it's important, so I'm going to vote nay.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, too, for those reasons.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons.
And aye, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-1, case number 12662 has been approved.
With a modification.
With a modification to the shed being moved 2 feet from the property line.
Thank you very much.